Hello, my name is Thomas Adams, and you are listening to Tag You Are It. This is a podcast of interviews on a variety of subjects that I feel need a voice in furthering our collective knowledge. These conversations are necessary, especially now, because time may be running out to have them. These are the hard conversations, those topics that can cause uneasiness, fear, animosity. It is my hope that these podcasts give the listener permission to engage in the hard conversation. Knowledge is the only way out. I created this podcast from conversations with friends over the years that have taught me how to look at life differently, to challenge and permit me to be a free thinker. I hope these podcasts will do the same for you. Remember, feel free to pass this out over to other friends of yours that may want to take a listen to this. And, who knows, maybe Stacy and I can take do a roadshow and come to a school or to a community or someplace where we can continue having the hard conversation about race. So we're talking a little bit about the pandemic and disparities and communities and community support. And this week we have seen, there's been a number of different interpretations, if you may, of how this started, where it came from, what's happening with it, and all of this other stuff. We know that maybe there will be a vaccine for it. Maybe there'll be a cure for it. Don't know. That's not our nature of this conversation today. Neither one of us are really, we're not physicians, but we are opinionated people, I'll say that. So we've heard some real misnomers about how to contain this, and it's most of it has come not only from, I won't just say our president directly, it's come from people around our president. It's come from a number of people, and when President Trump said that you can use, bleach or whatnot, I put a posting on Facebook that said that in the 1980s, people that were HIV positive had heard that they could drink bleach, watered down bleach, and that would kill the virus within their system. And people actually tried to do that. And the ones that survived, it so badly burned their esophagus that they had major eating problems after that, because they had heard it. It was a rumor, and they believed it. There was no internet or anything back then, so things traveled by word of mouth. So that was a false prophet. And now we are hearing from a lot of false prophets, and it sort of depends on what you think a false prophet really is. But remember, in the Bible, it says, beware of false prophets. So, Stacy, what do you think of all these, just because everybody, when the AIDS epidemic, there was so much research about who it came from. People wanted to pinpoint somebody. And there was a lot of different theories about it. And supposedly the virus came from monkeys, and that it came from Africa. And then, it was in the book, and the band played on, they said it was a flight attendant who was out of Canada that was coming into the United States. And I think I hate that when they want to do these sort of whose fault this is, so we can all point at this person and say, oh, it's your fault, is not really fair, and I don't think it even makes really any sense. So given all the stuff that's going on, what do you think about all of this?
I think it's just history repeating itself. So just like with AIDS, HIV, AIDS situation, if you look at, there's a doctor, Judy Miklovitz. There's several doctors out there that explain how Corona-19 is didn't come from a wet market in Wuhan, China. Okay, and even our government is investigating labs,
right,
in Wuhan. Okay,
right.
So not only Dr. Miklovich, but several doctors will explain to you that this transmission from an animal to a human being is not what this is. Okay, so again, what it is, again, I'm not privileged to that information, but it's a problem. It's a serious problem, and we're not getting, like with the, it's amazing that Anthony Fauci shows up after all these years, again, to lead a epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, of tremendous proportion. If you know, those of who are old enough to have lived through the AIDS, HIV, because we're still living with it, so the onset,
but very different, much different
onset of it, though. I mean, it was the same type of fiasco. How many years did they claim it was just something that affected gay people?
Right.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I know.
So for years they let that
go on.
Well,
it affected. I just have to drop this in: is that it affected white gay people, because when I worked in HIV/AIDS, there was a client and he was black, and I said, and he said to me, we thought only white gay people got it. We didn't think we would get it. So, you know, there's that kind of thinking that goes on there. And I mean, I was sort of shocked by it, but I thought, okay, well, that's what you thought. So we have to honor that. But anyway, so yeah, go ahead about it.
But again, our government, the people who we're supposed to trust, okay, people we give our money to before we go out and earn a check, and they get their money before we get ours. Okay, they let this whole nonsense about only affecting gay people go on for a number of years. Okay, and it wasn't until it started, you know, killing certain people that then okay, we need to have a solution to it. And then, you know, anybody can get it. And you started getting more and more information about it. Okay? All these, you know, all those drugs that they invented to fight HIV/AIDS at the beginning. Okay? Just a bunch of toxic bullshit that furthered these people's deaths. Okay? Didn't help any damn body.
What it did with AZT isn't that it made you live longer, but your death was much worse.
Correct.
So it was like, so people were so desperate because right. They wanted to live, so they lived
again,
longer.
But they suggested this and knew that it wasn't helping any damn body.
Yeah.
Then they let people take that for a long time. Okay? And just right here and now. You're rushing to create a vaccine. So you had a bunch of incredible, you know, very credible doctors and researchers on TV saying that this is going to take a certain period of time, a year, 18 months or whatever. They need time to develop the vaccine. They need to have trials. They need to show the effectiveness. But you got other people. Oh, we're going to have this. You had somebody else on TV today. So we're going to have doses ready to go by September. Well, how does that happen? When you have all these other people, you know, again, of equal education, everybody's on the same page, everybody's a scientist or whatever, and they're saying a year, 18 months, they're saying we need tests, we need this, we need that, and nobody's connected. And the whole fact that antibody testing and things like that, so you have governors who are opening up their states and saying everybody go back to normal, you know, just go have these tests. But then you have experts on TV saying that some of these tests aren't valid, that they're no good, that you can get a false reading, positive or negative, from them.
Right.
There's also evidence that says if you have antibodies, if you develop antibodies, that still doesn't mean that you can't contract the disease at a later point. So again, we don't necessarily know. We're in the infancy of this, but this rush to save the U.S. dollar and to make the 1% their money. So we can stop bleeding ourselves and digging ourselves further in debt to the Federal Reserve. You're willing to put, again, thousands of people at risk so you can go back to making Uncle Sam's money or the Federal Reserve their money. That's a problem. And I don't think anybody has any answer. I think we need to slow down and just stop all the rhetoric. And again, instead of going out protesting in the street against your governor or whoever, how about, again, go protest in Washington, okay? And these people that we're supposed to trust at the CDC, giving all this false information and confusing information, because they hit you with so many different, they're talking about different topics, but they broad stroke it. I mean, they're talking about different details, and then but they broad stroke everything. So people are really confused about what we're actually looking for.
Or they do all of that, or they post something and say, this is the truth for now. Right. And then a week later they say, oh, this is the truth for now.
Right.
But people are still thinking of the truth that was like a week before. And now, so now we're like, and I think this is where, you know, there's a lot of things out there about conspiracy theories and about people that, you know, have a different viewpoint towards this. And this is how they at least get Brad, because it seems like the CDC is not really. And then we have the White House that disputes whatever the CDC says. And so we just have this like mess. I think, you know, I just wish that there was some kind of centralized way in which the government could pass information out to us that's really founded in something. But of course, you know, I'm reminded of my religious degrees and, you know, the study, if you study the gospels and the disciples, you know, they were all canonized in the saints, but they were all, you know, tortured to death because they were seen as heretics. And then later they were seen as prophets. And so, you know, it's a sort of same thing now where you're hearing all this stuff and think, are they really telling the truth? Or does the government bury truth that they don't want us to know about? And I think,
well, unfortunately, I think we know that, yeah, our government does not always have our
best interest.
Best interest of the people at heart. Okay. Our government caused the Great Depression in the late 1920s. Our government knew 12 days in advance of the attack on Pearl Harbor, did nothing to stop it. Got word.
Well, we knew that there was going to be 9/11. We knew that they were going to get, we already got attacked once.
Right.
And we knew that was going to come.
Probably there was reports that word came, you know, days before that, and it was just deemed not credible. So again, that information was deemed not credible.
Right.
Just like the information, there was a report that our intelligence agency gave the White House information about coronavirus in November.
Right.
And that information was, again, deemed not credible.
Right.
And so here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Dealing with, you know, everybody that they stick up in front of a microphone has a different damn opinion.
So
even now, Bricks, his cohorts, you know, Fauci and Bricks are at each other's throats. You know, they're not agreeing on what the deal is.
Can you, again, introduce or just talk about Judy, is that her name?
Yeah, Judy Mikovits.
Yes. Can you talk a little bit about her? You know, you can just, the setup for that is that this is a video that I watched, that Stacey watched it last night. YouTube and Facebook have taken this down.
But you can still find it. You can still find it. You can still find it if you just Google her name. You go into YouTube and just put in her name. Her name is Judy Mikovits, Mikovits. And you can get enough information on it to basically see that this woman is, she is credible. She has worked with Dr. Fauci in the past. She has every degree in the world.
Yeah.
You could also just Google, there's a video called Plandemic.
Yes.
That, you know, everybody just might want to take a look at.
Just take a look at it. And, you know, we're not advocating here.
One way or another, because we don't necessarily know.
We don't know
what we're dealing with. Okay.
But there's some interesting comments in that that I think will make us really think about things differently and not necessarily just take what we're fed by the government or by the news. And it's not really the news' fault. They're just reporting.
What the talking heads are saying.
Yeah. Years and years and years ago, I was in Atlanta and the CNN was still there. And I went on the CNN tour. You know, it was pretty cool. And they sort of push you through it, but you get to go on a tour of CNN. And at the end of it, I was talking to somebody at a conference and they said, you know, we only see like 10% of what really occurs in the world because, the censors, the government, you know. And I'm reminded that during, gosh, was it the Iraq War or during Desert Storm when Bush was president, we were not allowed to see coffins coming back because he didn't want people in America.
Oh, yeah, they shut that down. They started, again, good patriots, okay?
Who gave their lives.
Who not only gave their lives, but these people who were actually out there going to the airports and videotaping and taking pictures of the coffins, okay? These were just honorable people who wanted the United States public to know what was going on. And actually, if we go back, this was at the invasion of Iraq. There was actually a tracker that you could go on to, and it gave you the number of deaths that were happening every day. You can go on and see that and take that tracker. They took all of that away.
Right. And then just further during the horrific World Trade Center, you know, that we didn't see people jumping and crashing. We just saw them because that was all sanitized. But if you lived in other parts of the world, you did see it.
You did see that. If you can go, there's a German magazine.
Now you can see it. Now you can find videos of it.
But some of that you still don't see. There's a German magazine called Spiegel, Spiegel. That magazine gives a whole chronological bio on Osama bin Laden, his father, the dealings his father had with Ronald Reagan, and the whole nine yards. So these are things that people never knew. We just automatically assumed he was guilty or had something to do with this, and never understood the whole chronological events that led up to even their relationship with the United States, the fact that the United States funded Al-Qaeda or helped him fund Al-Qaeda.
Are you talking about Bush? You're talking about President Bush, or are you talking about here? We went from the press not showing the people jumping off to this conversation. I just wondered what
right, the... But these are things that we're talking about, things that are not covered in the press.
Nobody told us who
Osama bin Laden was.
Yeah.
Or we never knew the fact that his father had these relationships with President Bush or President Reagan, and gave Reagan money to give to the Shah of Iran to get the hostages released, and all that was washed under the rug for whatever reason.
Right. Thanks for continuing to listen with us. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments, at the end of this, I will give you some information where you can contact me. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at TagYouAreIt and TagYouAreIt1957 on Instagram. And we have a short video that's on YouTube at TagYouAreIt that talks about, it's a little rough, but about white privilege, where Stacy and I talk about that and my realization of understanding white privilege. So we're talking about the pandemic. We're talking about all these conspiracy theories. We were just talking about the government's role.
In past, you know, events of this nature that, again, I say this all the time, and I don't mean this in any disrespect. Some member of my family has been in the military in service of this country since the Civil War, and it continues today. I am one of three brothers who've served honorably in service of this country. So, again, I'm not any type of disgruntled nut. Okay, I'm proud to be an American.
Well, I don't know. I think that's I'm not sure if I would say, I don't say disgruntled, but not. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm a little different. I definitely have my own opinions.
But, yeah.
Yeah. This season. Yeah.
Come travel. Come travel. Come be trapped in a car for 12 hours. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So that's where we are. My advice really to anybody is just, you know, slow down, take your time, and know where you're getting your information from. Okay? And really know where you're getting your information from. Because a lot of times, you know, your information is coming from somebody that has an opinion or an agenda. And so you're not necessarily always getting the correct information, even though it might sound good.
Right. And I think we have fact finders now, and, you know, people that find whether it's true or not, but we don't really know where they get their information from. So there's all these like layers. If you read a report and it says they've been, you know, they were found to be wrong, or that what they did was criminal or unproven, or whoever, you know, says these things, reporting doesn't tell you where this came from. So if it says it's disputed by so-and-so and found to be untrue, therefore blah, blah, blah. Well, who said that?
Correct.
You know,
correct.
We were talking earlier today about how when you buy a product and it says 30% improved, from what? Or there's a billboard here in St. Louis that says best casino in St. Louis. And no one can believe that's really the truth, because there's some rather large casinos here, and this is a real small one. And but it doesn't say on the sign where the reference comes from. So anybody could say that. So I think this is why it's really difficult, because things come out so quickly during this pandemic. I just think that maybe some of the things that people think is heretical or not true, or, you know, is conspiracy theory, could potentially be true. And this will just wash out as we move forward. But I just bringing this up because I think it provides the opportunity for us to really challenge about the way that we see things, and whether you agree with it or not, whether you like it or not, you know, we have a tendency to be sort of off with your head on things. And so, like I said, when I started the first podcast, just be open to this, because knowledge is the only way out.
For our listeners, I would remind you to check out my other podcasts when they become available at Tag Your It 1957 on Instagram and Tag You Are It on Facebook. Please check out my online bakery store at tagtruffles.com. For those of you who may be wondering where Tag comes from, it's my monogram, Thomas Adams Glenn. I'm named after my father. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact me at thomas@tagtruffles or through my Instagram and Facebook pages. And also, please respect the opinions you hear on this podcast. You may feel uncomfortable with its contents, but just be open to the opportunity of learning and increasing your knowledge. You will never know where it may take you. This has been Thomas Adams. Thank you so much for listening, and watch for the next installment of Tag You're In. Good day to all.